This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 2nd of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today is a sunny and pleasant day across Israel. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are warm and inviting. Jerusalem enjoys similar weather with a gentle breeze. Haifa is also experiencing clear skies, perfect for outdoor activities. Tonight, expect a mild evening across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that the IDF chief has ordered strikes on Hezbollah's drone supply chain deep inside Lebanon. This happened 4 hours ago. Also, the Jerusalem Post says that two people were injured in a Hezbollah drone attack on a northern Israel border town. This was reported 6 hours ago. Also this hour, Walla reports the retirement of General Tomer Bar, the last IDF general to use force on October 7. The report came 5 hours ago. Separately, according to JNS, the IDF has downed Hezbollah drones and struck dozens of terror targets in Lebanon. This was reported 12 hours ago. And finally, I-24 News reveals that without Iran's enriched uranium being shipped out, the latest conflict may be deemed a failure. This report came in 7 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. President Trump, in comments from just minutes ago, claimed that Iran is significantly weakened and lacks major military capabilities. Journalist Noga Tarnopolsky, posting earlier today, highlighted that when Netanyahu encouraged Trump to exit the nuclear deal in 2018, Iran had no bomb-ready uranium. Middle East underscore 24 reports from earlier today that Trump has assured Congress of necessary actions to protect the U.S. and allies from Iran and its proxies. Now for more on those stories, starting with Ynet's report, IDF Chief Lieutenant Gen Eyal Zamir has directed a focused military operation targeting Hezbollah's drone production. The strikes aim to disrupt Hezbollah's capabilities beyond southern Lebanon. This move comes amid rising tensions and could escalate further conflict in the region. Turning to the Jerusalem Post, the drone attack on the northern town underscores ongoing ceasefire violations. The IDF has labeled this as a significant breach. This incident raises concerns about the fragility of peace along the northern border. Meanwhile, Walla details the retirement of General Tomer Bar, concluding 39 years of service. His departure signals a shift in IDF leadership during a complex military period. With threats on multiple fronts, his retirement may prompt strategic shifts in Israel's defense approach. In earlier reporting by JNS, the interception of Hezbollah drones marks a continued effort by the IDF to secure airspace. This operation follows a series of targeted strikes in Lebanon. It emphasizes Israel's proactive stance against aerial threats. Finally, I-24 News discusses an IDF official's warning about Iran's nuclear capabilities. The unnamed official suggests that a new military operation could be necessary if uranium is not removed. This highlights the ongoing nuclear standoff with Iran and its potential regional implications. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that a compensation plan for businesses is nearing final approval. The Knesset is expected to finalize this next week, aiming to support businesses amid economic challenges. Separately, CTEC highlights that Fiverr's shares are rallying on profit optimism. However, concerns about growth persist as AI continues to affect revenue and user numbers. And finally, Globes reports gasoline prices are set to rise again on Thursday night. This increase follows a steady climb in oil prices on global markets. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.